This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Governor Polis is asking the CDC for help when flu season returns later this year. CPR's Taylor Allen reports.
In a letter sent Monday to the CDC's director, Polis requests that the center make sure it has enough flu vaccines for Coloradans. He says it'll be important to reduce the number of flu patients in hospitals so that more beds and care can be available, if needed, for people with COVID-19. Polis also wants more PPE for healthcare workers who administer vaccines. He also asked for extra resources in order to deploy healthcare workers across the state, particularly to rural areas and to nursing homes. I'm Taylor Allen, CPR News.
The Museum of Outdoor Arts in Inglewood has reopened its indoor galleries, and CPR's Corey Jones reports it's also extending a show with works by a world-renowned artist.
Robert Rauschenberg is credited with helping pave the way for the pop art movement in the U.S. The museum opened an indoor exhibition with more than 50 of his pieces in February before shutting down due to COVID-19. Yeah, the Museum of Outdoor Arts has a space inside. It's now open, but with restrictions in place. You have to buy a ticket online for a specific time, and no more than 10 people can be in the gallery. The Rauschenberg show runs through mid-March of next year. I'm Corey Jones, CPR News.
Coming up on the program, teachers and students fear upcoming school budget cuts will have a disproportionate impact on low-income students, 90% of whom are students of color.
The real catastrophe is that we were not in a position as a school system to address this catastrophe when it came.
Observers say Colorado school districts are still funded at levels below where they were in 2008, and more cuts are on the way. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has our story in 10 minutes. But before that, we'll hear from a law professor at Georgetown University Law Center about whether police unions are still necessary. That is coming up next on All Things Considered. 76 degrees, partly cloudy in Denver. It is 65, mostly cloudy in Vail. 87 and sunny for Pueblo. 77, partly cloudy in Colorado Springs. This is CPR News.